You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you, inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. We open our broadcast service today with the ladies singing for us, "I've Never Been Sorry."
Ever since Jesus saved and pardoned, I've been singing every day.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trusted His
blessed
name.
Holy name. Through the dark shadows, He is with me, leading me on the upward way.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trusted His
blessed
name.
Holy name.
Story, praising Him for His wondrous love.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trust in His
blessed holy name. Surely I know a home is waiting, beautiful home in heaven above.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trust in His
blessed holy name.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trust in His
blessed holy name.
Every moment I find Him,
all the way,
exactly the
same. He's exactly the same.
My soul has been singing
every day.
Savior came.
Since the Savior came.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trusted His
blessed holy name. Brightly the star of hope is shining, making my pathway brighter grow.
I've never been sorry.
Reminding Jesus is with me, this I know.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trusted His
blessed
name.
Holy name.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
That I trusted His
blessed
name.
Holy name.
Every moment I find Him.
All the way.
Exactly the same.
He's exactly the same.
My soul has been singing.
Every day.
It was in August 17, 1945, that I gave my heart to the Lord, and during these 65 years of endeavoring to live for Him, I have never heard a Christian say that they were sorry for giving their heart and their life to the Lord. I've heard various ones say that they regretted that they didn't do so earlier, but I've never heard anyone express their regret for having given their heart to the Lord. And if there is any listening to our broadcast today who do not know the Lord, we would encourage you to surrender your heart and your life to Him and really begin to live. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're thankful for everyone who has our broadcast service tuned in. We know that you have your eye upon them. We know that you love them. We know that you care for them. So minister to our congregation and bless this broadcast to each heart. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The West Virginia Trio going to continue the musical part of our broadcast, and they're going to sing for us, "It's a Happy Life."
Men today throughout this land cry for peace on every hand, seeking love and happiness that satisfies. They'll not find it on their own, that is not where they may roam. Only turning to the Lord brings happiness.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life. Walking with Him. Through the heartaches, tears, and pain, man is seeking earthly gain. In this world of sin, true riches can't be found. If we walk with Him each day, He will guide this toilsome way to a wealth of happiness and peace of mind.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life.
It's a happy life,
walking with Him.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life,
it's a happy life,
walking with Him.
Our subject for this broadcast, God wants you to be happy. And our text of scripture, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Happiness is a state of mind or feeling characterized by contentment, love, satisfaction, pleasure, or joy. Research has identified a number of attributes that correlate with happiness, relationships, and social interactions, marital status, employment, health, democratic freedom, optimism, religious involvement, income, and proximity to other happy people. That's according to the dictionary, and I'm sure that there are other things that could be added unto that definition. However, we do believe and understand that God wants us to be happy. God made a beautiful world for man to live in and to enjoy. He has given us, the Bible says, all things richly to enjoy. We read in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17, "Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Yes, it is in God that we live and move and have our being. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. The Scriptures have a good deal to say about us being happy. I'd like to refer to a few. First of all, Psalm 40 and 16. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 97 and 12. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Psalm 98 and 4. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Psalm 105 and 3. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, and 18. And I'm sure there are many other verses of Scripture that we could read and call your attention to today, but doubtless this is sufficient to back up our statement, God wants you to be happy. Why are so many unhappy? When we think of the wonderful country we have to live in and all the freedoms that we yet have, yes, I know there are limitations, but we still have freedoms that many people in the world do not have. So when we think of the wonderful country we have to live in with all the blessings and freedoms that we have, why is it that so many are unhappy? Yes, I'm talking about our United States, and doubtless the same thing is true in other countries as well. And many of these that are unhappy profess to be Christians. Some time back, the cover story, Newsweek magazine, was on the power that women had gained in the last several years. Yet, it stated in this article that they were more unhappy. Yes, they had more power, and they were exercising more power in the business world and so forth, but they were more unhappy. So the power that they have gained has not brought them happiness. This added power has not produced happiness, but in many instances it has produced unhappiness. Now, one answer as to why there are so many unhappy people, they're not having the proper disposition or attitude toward other people. You cannot really be happy yourself as long as you have a grudge and ill will toward other people. And the same thing is true of circumstances. They will also cause you to be unhappy if you do not take the proper attitude towards them. The things that circumstances that we face from day to day, we should not think that we're going to be able to sail through this life without any problems at all. Although God has ordained that we be happy, and he's made it possible for us to be happy, yet he has also allowed the enemy of our soul to bring trials and tests our way, not to rob us of our happiness, but to help us to grow, spiritually speaking and otherwise. Beloved, if we will take a proper attitude, it will go a long ways towards making us happy. And the very opposite of true, of course, is true if we take a wrong attitude toward a person or toward a thing. It will cause unhappiness. As the old proverb goes, the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. Yes, everybody else has it better than I do. If I was just this and if I was just that, we are what we are, and we're going to make of our lives what we desire to do. If we will only do that which is right, we can make ourselves happy. Abraham Lincoln is quoted as saying, "People are about as happy as they make up their minds to be." Let me repeat that. Abraham Lincoln is quoted as saying, "People are about as happy as they make up their minds to be." And I know an English journalist is quoted as saying, "It is not the place nor the condition, but the mind alone that can make anyone happy or miserable." Now, I don't agree with that fully, because I believe there's more to it than just the mind, but I know that the mind has much to do with whether we are happy or not. So this English journalist said, "It is not the place nor the condition, but the mind alone that can make anyone happy or miserable." A spiritual mind is a happy mind. Let us look at Matthew chapter 5 and the first part of what we call Sermon on the Mount. Many people say that it is proper for us to use the word happy instead of the word blessed. And I want to read it from that standpoint on our broadcast today. "Blessed or happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Happy are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Happy are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Happy are they that are pure in heart, for they shall see God. Happy are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Happy are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." In these verses, Jesus tells us that our happiness is the result of having our mind filled with a right understanding of reality and our heart set on a desire for spiritual things. "If you then, being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth." Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Happiness cannot be found in having everything we desire. And happiness cannot be found in just having material possessions. Some of the most unhappy people in our nation and world today are those that have the most in a material way. So happiness cannot be found in having everything we may desire. King Solomon said, and he sought the material after many things, or in many things, or in many ways, but after he had sought all these material things, you know what he said? He said, "All is vanity." Let me read from the book of Ecclesiastes and read some of the things that Solomon said that he sought after. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, and I'll begin reading with verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, and I'll begin reading with verse 1. And here the wise man, supposedly wise man, said, beginning with verse 1, "I said in mine heart, Go to now. I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore, enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maid servants, and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasures of kings and of the provinces. I got me men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men as musicians, musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from my joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Now notice what he said in verse 11, Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 11. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. So the wise man Solomon said. And who can deny that he had great riches and great wisdom also? But his riches did not bring him happiness. After all of these things, then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. The well-known preacher of the past, Charles Spurgeon, is quoted as saying, "Happiness is being satisfied with what we have got and with what we haven't got." Let me repeat that. Charles Spurgeon is quoted as saying, "Happiness is being satisfied with what we have got and with what we haven't got." This is what the Apostle Paul said, recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning with verse 6. "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. But they that will be rich fall into temptations and a snare of the devil, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. We will not be happy seeking to be someone else. None of us will be truly happy until we are able to accept ourselves as God would have us to be." I say, we will never be happy seeking to be someone else. Let us be ourselves, and let us be what God would have us to be. A 19th century American author said, "The foolish man seeks happiness in the distance. the wise man grows it under his feet. Happiness cannot be found in not having to conform to any rules, however. I say happiness cannot be found in not having to conform to any rules. The prodigal son proved that to be a fact whenever he went into a far country, spent his substance in riotous living. It did not bring happiness to him. God wants us to be happy, and he has made it possible through Jesus Christ. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12:13. So I close by saying, God wants us to be happy, but we must take his plan and his way to really and truly be happy. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust that the Holy Spirit has accompanied what has been said, and that he will make it a blessing to each and to every one. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week. And we do trust and pray that it is proving to be a blessing to your spiritual life. If so, writing and letting us know would be an encouragement to us. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may listen to a number of our broadcasts on our webpage if you have missed any. You may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you may join us in our Sunday services. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. And they are broadcast live over the Internet at that time. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with you, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
I traveled alone upon this lonesome way. My burdens were heavy and dark was my day. I looked for a friend, not knowing that he had all the time been looking for me. Now it is Jesus and me, for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow. I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so to the tomorrow, for every hard day
Every song.